Today on The Good Word, we're talking about what we take for granted and what the Lord gives us to deal with changes. After extreme changes in our lives, sometimes we become used to our new normal, even if that change was good or bad. Psychologists call this habituation, which is a normal response to repeated exposure to any kind of experience. The novelty wears off, and what was once interesting becomes routine, and we start to overlook what was once obvious. This is why people expect things to go well forever once they reach some level of security. Any change in circumstance might be taken as an unfair judgment from the heavens because the quality of life drops. But a lack of struggle doesn't necessarily mean that we're somehow in a favored status with God, nor does an abundance of trial mean we're out of His good graces. It might simply mean we've taken our temporary circumstances for permanent, which is likely far more true. This is discussed in Habakkuk chapter 3, where the prophet refuses to decry the Lord for injustice once his fortunes have turned. Just because the immediate outcome of his worship has changed, that doesn't mean the Lord has abandoned his servant. So Habakkuk writes, "Neither will the servant abandon his Lord. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places." The faith of Habakkuk wasn't based in any exact immediate blessing he was seeking from God. More than worldly wealth or comfort, he valued salvation from the Lord. He praised God for the strength he had received rather than any physical object he could hold. The blessing Habakkuk treasured the most was the enabling power that he received, the ability to continue despite life's difficulties. The metaphor he uses compares his feet to deer's feet, able to scramble up treacherous paths, perfectly suited to deal with difficult terrain. Habakkuk praises a life that's not free from worry, but one where the Lord equips him with what he needs to move forward. As much as we'd like an easy life, that's not what will help us grow. The Lord doesn't delight in our suffering, but he doesn't take away from our opportunities to grow. Mortal life is full of challenges and unfairness that we might not like in the moment, but this is a plan we agreed to be tested by before we came. Mortality is not a place we can expect everything to go well or be easy all the time. That's just the nature of our fallen world. God's scale of justice and mercy looks far beyond these mortal moments, taking in the whole of eternity to balance the equation. The Lord asks for faith in all circumstances, whether we're in abundance or in want. For some, it's easier to find belief in one or the other, but very few remain in one position all their life. As we learn to cope with the changes, God teaches us how to be like Him in all ways, giving us everything we need to succeed if we ask. And that's the good word.